Welcome to the Introvert Entrepreneur Podcast for May 17th, 2012. I'm Beth Belo, your go-to resource for all things introvert. The Introvert Entrepreneur was founded in 2010 as a personal and professional development company dedicated to providing services to introverts and those who love them. Our goal is to create empowered, productive environments where introverts can flourish. The key to that is understanding and appreciating what it means to be an innie in an outie world. You can learn more by scheduling a personal information session with me at theintrovertentrepreneur.com. Since the Introvert Entrepreneur is celebrating its two-year anniversary this month, I've been reflecting on the ways that the business has evolved and what has made that evolution possible. One of the keys to success in my business has been who I have surrounded myself with. We know that as introverts, we often expend more energy than we gain from interactions with other people. And that's why it's so important to be intentional about who we bring into our lives. We have to make sure that it's worth the expenditure of energy. Today's podcast is a slight departure from the norm because I'm using it to highlight one of the relationships that has been worth that expenditure of energy. You're about to listen to a conversation I had with my accountability partner and fellow introvert entrepreneur, Arden Kleiss of Kleiss Etiquette. Together, we share how our partnership came into being, what personal and professional benefits we've experienced, and things to consider if you want to find your own accountability partner. Today's podcast is really different from ones I've done in the past, and I'm super excited about it because I decided that, and my accountability partner agreed, that when, you know, we get lots of questions about, you know, what, when we tell people we have an accountability partnership, you know, we get questions like, ooh, what is that? How does that work? You know, do you find it helpful? And so I thought, well, let's have a conversation. So my accountability partner, Arden Kleiss, is on the line here, and we're going to just chat a little bit about our experience with our partnership and hopefully give you some insights as to how, you know, what benefit it might be for you and how you can form your own. So welcome, Arden, to the podcast.
Thank you, Beth. I'm excited to be here with you talking about accountability.
Yeah, we've been accountability partners for, I want to say, at least a year and a half, if not almost 2 years.
Yeah, it feels like it's been longer.
It does. It does feel like it's been longer. I don't know what I did before.
In a really good way.
Exactly. I don't know what I did before. So, you know, I thought maybe we could start off by just saying, what is an accountability partnership? Mm-hmm. Because I don't know that I really fully understood it until you and I entered into one. And the way I like to think about it is that it's an intentional partnership. So, you know, the two people have agreed this is the way we're going to be working together, of mutual support, which we'll talk more about a little bit later, I know, and of course, accountability. And accountability means, you know, at least for me, like that it's not necessarily that I'm accountable to you, Arden, but I'm accountable to myself, but I'm sharing it with you, and you're helping me hold myself accountable, if that makes sense.
That's a great way of putting it, Beth. Yeah, because it's true. You're not accountable to me, because that would probably make it sort of a negative thing, but I help you be accountable to yourself, which is, yeah, I like that. And I like that you said intentional partnership. You know, it's something that we actually want to do and intend to do. So that's also a great way of describing it.
Yeah. And I think that we really honor it. Like, you know, we're committed to it, and we will, it's not just like, oh, should we do it this week? No, we do it every week. Right. And I think that's one of the things we'll maybe talk about when we say, you know, what are maybe best practices, but mm-hmm. you know, I appreciate how much we honor the relationship and I hadn't intended on telling this story, but I'm just remembering that morning when I was running late and I made my husband call you and tell you that I was late because it was his fault.
You held him to accountability, too.
I did.
To let me know why you were running late.
Exactly.
That was very cute. And it said to me how committed you were to the partnership, which I thought was lovely.
Yeah. Oh, that was I'll never forget that. And I appreciate the other thing about the accountability partnership, and in this way, it's very much like the accountability you experience in coaching relationships, and that there's no judgment. If you call me or I call you and we say, yeah, I said I was going to get this done, but this came up and that came up and I didn't get it done, the other person doesn't say, well, what's wrong with you? Or that's terrible.
Right. We certainly have enough ways to beat ourselves up. So that's the last thing I would want in an accountability partner. I think, though, we do sort of help encourage each other. And I know it's been really great for me when you've said a couple of times, you know, how's the book going? Or would you like me to ask you about that? And I think, yes, I do.
Right.
I want to stay on track with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, no judgment.
No judgment. Point. Yeah, like you said, I like that. You know, we beat ourselves up enough. We don't need somebody else to sort of, you know, turn the screws.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, you know, you approached me about the accountability partnership, and I'm wondering, you know, how else would you define it? And then what motivated you to reach out?
Let's see, how else would I define it? I think you did a really great job of defining it. It's really, you know, actually, when I started out thinking about an accountability partner, it was really as someone that helped me stay accountable and stay on track with my goals and my daily tasks and, you know, the things that I wanted to accomplish. I mean, this is jumping ahead a little bit, but I'd like to say that it's turned out to be so much more, and, well, we'll talk about the benefits, but so I just love that it's more than just accountability, because we've really grown to know each other and trust each other and like each other, and so there's been so many great benefits, which I know we'll talk about in a little bit. But so why did I approach you, and why, you know, what was I thinking when I did that? Well, you and I had met at one of my presentations, and I think I've said this to many people, hopefully to you as well. I liked you the minute I met you. I just knew that there was something wonderful about Beth Bulow. And I had been thinking, actually, a coach of mine had mentioned he had an accountability partner, and I just thought, oh, wow, that's such a great idea. And the relationship, or the connection I had with you, was one that said to me, I think this is a person I would really, really enjoy having this sort of relationship with, and I felt that I could trust you, and so that's why I reached out. And I was so thrilled when, well, first you said, what is that?
Yeah.
How do you define that?
Yeah, what you got in mind?
Yeah, which was a great question, because everyone probably defines it differently, but that you were willing to do it was just so exciting, and yeah, I just feel like from the partnership I have gotten so much. It's just been so invaluable to me.
I feel the same way, and it's and I have to say, from the being on the receiving end of an invitation to be part of that partnership, it was really an honor that that you know specifically, because, you know, I also felt that connection and instant like of you. You know, you just had such a positive energy, and I could tell that you were very professional, and that you were very ambitious, but not in a like cutthroat type A sort of, you know, crazy way, but just in a very like committed, you're in this, you are passionate about your business. And that was important to me in finding, you know, it's important to me for anyone that I want to be in this kind of, and I use this word, just relative to other relationships, but it's something of an intimate relationship, because we are trusting each other with information that we don't necessarily shout from the rooftops.
Yes.
And we're making ourselves vulnerable to each other, because we're sometimes admitting, you know, I'm feeling some fear about this, or I don't know what to do, or those kinds of things.
Yeah, that's so true, Beth. I think that's sort of the extra benefits that came out of it from me is, you know, you're not someone that's just saying, how'd you do on such and so, and, you know, where are you with this, and blah, blah, blah. It's really, I can come to you and say, oh, I don't know how to approach this, or I had this situation come up, and what would you suggest, and how would you handle it? And yeah, it's just that is, I think, the even more powerful part of this partnership, is just those that place of being able to turn to someone that you know understands your situation and that you trust to have good insight.
And even if the other person, you know, like sometimes I think, you know, one of us, we don't know what to do. Like we've not encountered that ourselves or we're kind of stumped.
Right.
And it's even safe to say that and just to listen. Mm-hmm. And usually what happens in those cases is one of us will work it out ourselves. We'll sort of talk our way through it and say, okay, I know what to do now. And so just having that other person, like you said, you know, and that's one thing I really appreciate too, is that over time we get to know each other's businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to know each other as people. And
right.
So we can right. be, you know, maybe more supportive and insightful than other folks that might have lots of knowledge but might not have, they haven't been on the journey with us.
Right. Yeah. I would say that that safe place, it's a real safe relationship that allows us to really sort of explore all aspects of our business and our presence in the business and, you know, who we are in the business.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. It's not just the technical aspects. It's
right.
the presence. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that you said that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we've already started talking about, like, what are some of the benefits that we're experiencing. And I think the first thing I wrote down on my list as I thought about this was sharing challenges and getting feedback.
Mm-hmm.
That's been huge and something I didn't necessarily anticipate. I feel like I should have because it's kind of a natural outgrowth. But I think because we each chose wisely in our partnership, we've cultivated that.
Right. Yeah, no, I think that's definitely huge. And I agree with that. And, you know, I'd say another benefit that I was thinking about was inspiration. You know, you talked about me, you know, being professional and really driven, and I see the same in you. And you do things that maybe I've thought about, but I don't know how to, or you're maybe further down the road on something. And it's so inspiring to me because I think, oh, my gosh, look what Beth is doing, and I want to do that too. So that's been a huge benefit. It's just that, you know, yeah, look what she's doing, and it's working for her, and that's so exciting, and I want to be part of that too. So I get inspired by you on a regular basis.
Oh, and the same here. And you're bringing up a great point about, like, we can see things in each other that we might not see in ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that goes to the support of, you know, if one of us is saying, yeah, I'm feeling kind of unfocused today or grumpy or whatever, or I feel like I didn't really get anything done. You know, here's what I did, but it doesn't feel like it was anything productive or on my list.
Right.
We can offer perspective to the other
yeah.
person. And
yeah.
and I love that. And I am, you know, you are, you know, one of the ways you inspire me is just you are very, you're very good with your prospecting and sales calls.
Yeah.
And that is a challenge for me. And I really, you know, when you talk about doing it, I'm like, oh yeah, okay, I got to do that too. You know, it's so helpful. And to see you doing it and you're not like, you know, it doesn't kill you. Yeah, you're not dying. Exactly.
Even though sometimes it feels like I am.
Yeah.
Oh, these prospect calls.
I know. There they are staring me in the face. But I think that that's, you know, and that leads me to another benefit I was thinking of is that feeling of connection, like we're not alone. And,
uh-huh.
And we can share those things and just saying it out loud sometimes and letting somebody else know that we're doing it and having them say, oh, you can do that, or, oh, it's going to be great, or, you know, or even just saying, so how many are you going to make, or, you know, what's your intention with that?
Right.
Really, at least for me, especially as a quote-unquote solopreneur, you know, I've decided that there's no such thing as a solopreneur because we, you know, it takes a village. Even if you're the only name on the legal documents, it takes a lot of people, and I consider mm-hmm. you a very important part of my village.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's so wonderful to not feel so alone in some of those more daunting entrepreneurial tasks that we have
right.
to do.
Yeah, I think so. That's exactly right. And so often, I may know the answer, but maybe I'm doubting myself. And so I'll come to you and I'll say, you know, gosh, how should I do this? Or, And it just by, I mean, you said this, just by talking it out, I'll figure it out, or I'll realize I can do this. Or you'll say something like, you know, you've done this before, and you can do this.
Right, we remind each other of this.
Yes. And I'd like to say one of the great benefits, too, that I get that you are so good at, and as a coach and as an accountability partner, is reminding me to reward myself. I love that you do that, and it's so important. And it, and now I try to remember to do it for you, too.
You do, and you did it the other day.
I did. But it's because you've taught me. So that's been a really great benefit. It's just having you say, what are you going to do to reward yourself? Even if it hasn't been this momentous thing, it's just either you get that it was a hard task, or it was, you know, I'm exhausted from a long day or whatever, you know, so.
Well, and that brings up something we haven't mentioned, which is that we're both introverts. So we're both introvert entrepreneurs, and and we're both kind of, I think you maybe more than me, I think you outwardly are less obviously an introvert because you have this, wonderful, gracious, and very, almost an outgoing presence, you know, like when you're, like you've taught me about networking. You are a wonderful networker. And so many times if we've been at an event together, you know, I've watched and learned and even like found myself in situations where I'm by myself at an event and I'm thinking, okay, what would Arden do? You know, WWAD and been inspired by that. So, that said, you know, I think we also both understand something about our energies and that, yes, right. You know, phone calls do take it out of us, or doing a 3-hour training can exhaust us. You know, we love it and we have fun and we're good at it and we're just drained. And so if nothing else happens that day, that's the way it is. And we understand that.
I think that's so true, that we understand each other's introvert energy and what that requires and what we need. And that's been that's not something I really had thought about when I started the partnership, because actually I don't know if you were, well, I think you were going down the path of focusing on introverts, but I've learned a lot from you on that. And it is true that we've got that shared sort of energy, and it's nice to be able to understand that with each other.
And then, you know, just another quick benefit that I see that seems obvious, but I continually appreciate it, and that is that the regular connection and sharing of priorities makes me prioritize. It makes me like look at my list and say, okay, so really what's most important and what do I want to be accountable for? What do I want to finish in the next few hours? And so it has helped with time management, to the point where if there have been times when one of us is on vacation or something and we don't have our calls, I feel lost. I'm like, what do I do now? You know, I should be better than that, and I'm getting better, but I have to say that, you know, that this relationship is a big help to my time management.
It's true. When I know that we're talking, and we should say that we talk twice a week, Monday and Thursday, and the way we do it is Beth usually calls, you call me in the morning, and we state to each other what we're going to accomplish that day, and then we reconnect later in the day. We determine the time that works for both of us, and then follow up and say, how did it go? And I know when I'm having a call with you that I have to think through, okay, what do I want to accomplish today? What is on my task list? And I don't always do that when we don't have the calls. Some days I just sit down at my desk and I have no focus, which is not good. So
I'm sure we're not alone in that.
What's that?
I said, I'm sure we're not alone in that.
Yeah, I'm sure we're not.
The calls help tremendously with that. And it seems like it's a good practice to try to eke in. One thing that I appreciate, and perhaps I would, in terms of segueing to what we would recommend to other people who are looking at forming an accountability partnership, one thing that I like that we've started to do, I don't know that we do it consistently yet, but we try, which is, since we talk on Monday and Thursday, when we talk on Monday afternoon or, you know, that second check-in call, we talk about, you know, kind of what's on our plate for the next couple of days when we're not talking, so that at least we're thinking ahead and saying, okay, so what do I want to have accomplished by the next time I talk to Arden? And that helps me get a little bit more into a focused mindset, even without the calls.
Yeah.
So what else would you, you know, I've got some thoughts on what I would recommend to folks, but what would you say to people who were thinking of doing this?
Well, as I was thinking about it, I thought, you know, find someone who is committed to the process and can talk on a regular basis, because if someone is not really going to be there and isn't fully committed, I don't think it'll work, because it takes time to really trust someone, and even if it's someone you know and you like, to really be able to share those biggest fears and how do I handle this sort of things. You really need to have that regular calls and that know that that person is committed to you in the process. So I'd say that was the biggest one for me, is just, you know, making sure it's someone that is really there and committed to the process.
Yeah, and that leads me to thinking about, as you're thinking of who you want to be with, that trust is so important. And it being someone that you can be as open and honest with as possible, because you're going to get more meaningful feedback and conversation from it. And I think this is really important. It's, you know, you might think, well, I'm a coach, I should find another coach, or I'm a consultant, or I'm a massage therapist, or, you know, whatever it might be. My suggestion is to find somebody who's in similar but not same work.
Mm-hmm. Like, I agree with that.
You know, because you're an etiquette consultant, and so you are consulting with people, you're doing a certain amount of coaching, you're doing training and speaking, and so you're doing similar activities to mine as a coach, but we don't necessarily share the same target market.
Exactly. Yeah, I think that's good. And I think in some ways, I think it'd be hard if I was talking to someone who did the same thing as I did, just because I think there might be a little bit more comparison of, oh, you know, so-and-so's doing this and I'm not doing this. And I think, yeah. And I also think we bring some different perspectives and some different business models that would still work for both of us. So I think that's helpful.
Yeah, that's a great way of putting it. Like, there's definitely overlap in the business model and how you're, the kinds of activities you're doing, but you're doing them maybe with different intentions or with different people. That said, you know, you and I have been able to share some, you know, resources in terms of speaking engagements or, you know, connections and referrals. And that's another kind of icing on the cake. But yeah, I would say it would be very challenging, I think, to be partners with someone who was too closely aligned with what you were doing. And I would also say, make sure you choose someone to partner with that is coming from a place of power and not fear in their business. So they are feeling confident, grounded, they're not insecure in it. And I don't mean that we don't feel those things sometimes, that we don't feel insecure, but just there's a difference in, you know, if you are an entrepreneur or a leader who is feeling very strong and confident and you're really looking forward, and you partner with someone who is feeling a little bit more fear, who's coming from a little bit of scarcity, who's outwardly and consistently insecure, you might adore that person, you might be their best friend, you know, all of that, but it might not be the best thing for either of you, really.
That's a good point, Beth, because in some ways it's sort of one person's doing the heavy lifting and the other person's sort of a little bit more needy. And I think that you do need to be in similar places emotionally and in confidence, so that you are both moving forward sort of at the same pace and also able to push and encourage each other to continue that momentum, as opposed to kind of pulling someone along.
Because then it turns into sort of a mentor relationship, or a, you know, even you could start to feel like a parent, you know, who knows, the dynamics could be rather strange.
Exactly. And I would say one other thing is, one of the things that worked for us is to set up the structure together. And so, you know, figure out how often do you want to talk, how much, you and I haven't completely done this, but you know, discuss how much off-topic sharing you want to do. Do you want to just call and immediately focus on just what you're accomplishing that day, or do you want to allow off-topic sharing, which I personally think is very valuable because I get so much out of that too. But you want to decide on with your partner what makes sense for you. How long do the calls are the calls going to be? How quickly will you follow up? How often do you want to talk per week? So really figure out that structure with your partner when you're getting it set up. So you've got clear expectations and clear boundaries.
Yep, absolutely. And even, you know, like sometimes what will happen to us is we'll be running late or we need to make a change or something. And so a quick email to each other, we know that we'll get that in time, you know,
right.
Most likely. And
so,
you're absolutely right. Set up all those logistics so that those don't get in the way of the actual partnership. You know,
it can
be focusing on what your work is instead of playing phone tag or saying, oh, is she calling me or am I calling her? I don't remember.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And one of the things I've appreciated is that at least once a year, but I think we're trying to do it maybe a little bit more, is to schedule a time that's maybe a little bit longer and intentionally set aside for it, maybe some planning or strategy. And you asked, I have to bring this up because you asked such a great question that I think is, again, highlights a benefit of this kind of partnership. When you and I had that planning session, I can't even remember. It might have even been like last year. I don't remember.
I think it was.
Time flies. You asked me, so you've been hearing about my business now for a while. What do you hear me doing that you think I should be doing less of? And what do you hear me doing that I'm or not doing that I should be doing more of? And I loved that question. And that's the kind of thing that only someone who's been really talking on a consistent basis with you can give you honest feedback about.
Right.
And to say, well, it seems like, you know, you seem to bark up this tree a lot and it frustrates you, but you keep doing it. And so, you know, if I were to say one thing, it would be like, stop, you know.
Right. Yeah.
And we can hear that.
Yeah, we can hear it, and I just, again, because you have that outside perspective, and you sort of said we get tunnel vision in our own businesses. We can't always see the forest for the trees, or the trees for the forest, however that expression goes, and so it's very valuable to have someone else's perspective to be able to see where am I beating my head here, and what should I do more of. Yeah, I love that we do get together. Well, we definitely get together once a year to talk about goals, and we should say that we do that not on the phone, that's in person, and it's a longer meeting, which is great. And then also, you and I tend to try to get work dates in, I'd say once a quarter, maybe once every 6 months.
Which is really beneficial just to meet face. I mean, you know, we see each other sometimes socially, but also just that face-to-face business time is really beneficial. And I would say also, you know, if you're looking for an accountability partner and there's not someone that is in your geographic area, you know, I know somebody who had a long-distance partnership, and you can still, you know, absolutely that works, and you can still do sort of a quarterly longer check-in, you know, use Skype and video and things like that to make a more meaningful connection every once in a while, but it absolutely works. You don't have to be physically in the same location.
Yeah, that's a good point. Absolutely. So much of our business, our partnership is over the phone, and it works just fine.
Yeah. So any other bottom lines?
We love this.
We do, yeah. Can you tell? Yeah. It's been one of the greatest gifts, I think, to my business and to me personally, because I value you not just as a colleague, but as a friend. And I think that was maybe, you know, something that wasn't necessarily in my mind when we started, but quickly became obvious that, this is really a multi-dimensional relationship that is so valuable. Yeah. So thank you. And thanks. I hope that anyone who's listening to this is maybe inspired to find your own accountability partner. It really, it's really helped me to focus my energies, get support, get encouragement, inspiration, and connection. It's been a huge value. So I hope you're inspired. Thanks, Arden.
Thank you, Beth.
It's easy to tell from that conversation that accountability partnerships can be a powerful way for introverts to make a meaningful connection with someone else. It gives us a structured way to bring another person into our business or our professional life, while still leaving us space to be independent and relatively unattached. If you're interested in finding an accountability partner, look for a partner who has a positive outlook on his or her business and wants to give and receive in equal amounts. I can speak from experience. It's one of the most rewarding professional relationships you'll ever have. Thanks for listening to the podcast. You can learn more about my coaching, speaking, and training services at theintrovertentrepreneur.com. Those services are designed for entrepreneurs, corporations and organizations, and individuals who want to focus on their personal development. As I mentioned in the intro, if you go to my website, there's a link to schedule a complimentary information session, and that is a no-obligation opportunity to chat a little bit about your needs and how coaching or training might support you reaching your goals. So if there's any way that I can support you in your journey, please let me know. Have a wonderful week, and I look forward to seeing you next time.